UN warns of global famine, chaos, terrorism and Verif COP26 climate summit fails. By Simon Kent on October 24, 2021. Any failure by the COP26 summit in Glasgow to deliver an agreement on future transnational climate controls could plunge the world into chaos, sparking migration crises alongside food shortages, political disorder and war, the UN's top climate official warned Sunday. Patricia Espinosa, executive secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, made her bleak prediction ahead of the opening of the convention on November 1. As some 30,000 people from 197 different countries ready to fly into the meeting, she warned. We're really talking about preserving the stability of countries, preserving the institutions that we have built over so many years, preserving the best goals that our countries have put together. The catastrophic scenario would indicate that we would have massive flows of displaced people. The Mexican politician and diplomat then drew a broader, bleaker picture for the planet if attendees fail to heed UN warnings. She said the impact would cascade, adding, it would mean less food, so probably a crisis in food security. It would leave a lot more people vulnerable to terrible situations, terrorist groups and violent groups. It would mean a lot of sources of instability. Espinosa told the Observer newspaper in an interview, it doesn't only speak to the environmental side. It is also about the whole system we have built. We know what migration crises have provoked in the past. If we were to see that in even higher numbers, not only international migration, but also internal migration, it would provoke very serious problems. The leaders of the G20 nations of the world's largest developed and developing economies will fly into Rome next weekend for 2 days of preliminary talks, then fly again to Glasgow to join about 100 other heads of government for the climate gathering. President Joe Biden will attend the event and 13 members of his cabinet are also flying to Scotland, including Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who has spoken more publicly about the summit than the supply chain crisis in the United States that falls under his purview. Some key leaders, including Xi Jinping, president of China, now the world's biggest emitter of carbon dioxide, and Russia's Vladimir Putin, are unlikely to attend. Espinosa noted these absences but confidently predicted that would not prevent a successful outcome, adding, not all countries are going to be represented at head of state level. I don't have any information about President Xi's presence but I continue to engage with the Chinese delegation, and there is very important engagement by China in the process. Attendees are however guaranteed to hear a lecture from climate activist Greta Thunberg. A long list of quarantine exemptions have been put in place to ensure all those flying in will not be required to undertake lengthy isolation on arrival. The UK and Scottish governments have put in place special arrangements for 26 Colombian pesos, recognizing this is a unique event that must be fully inclusive to achieve the climate outcomes urgently needed, according to the revised rules. Espinosa, a former minister in the Mexican government, took on the UN climate role in 2016. She shares primary responsibility for the talks with Alok Sharma, the UK cabinet minister who will act as president. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.